Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. We have to stop treating self-care as a luxury. It cannot be treated as a luxury, especially for us mamas. It is an absolute necessity and not selfish in any form. And I'm gonna break down why. Look, self-care is the things that we deliberately do for ourselves to support our well-being, our mental, physical, emotional, social, and spiritual overall well-being. And a lot of times, especially for us mamas, we just push it to the side or we wait for ourselves to have random time to prioritize ourselves. And we have to be deliberate about the daily practice of self-care. Here's why. We can't change what's going on in the world, right? Every day, something is happening that it can be a challenge to you, whether it's emotional, mentally, physically, whatever it is. On a daily basis, we are dealing with something that can affect our overall well-being. You can't change that, right? It's just life. Life comes at you every day, all day long, from, you know, having to break up your kids from fighting, refocusing them on schoolwork, to tragic passings of family members or falling apart of families, to from little things to major things. That's life, right? We can't change that. What we can do is change how we deal with things and also how we prepare ourselves to be able to deal with things. What self-care does is it allows you to invest in yourself so that you can have the tenacity, the strength, the mental well-being that you need to be able to deal with all the things that are coming at you every day. All that stuff is never going to stop. So what you have to do is to practice self-care, to kind of put a protective layer between you and all the things that you deal with every day, right? If you don't put that protective layer around yourself, you know, all the things that constantly happen throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year, they hurt more. They have a greater impact on you because you have not invested that time into yourself to provide yourself with the protective layer that you need to be able to deal with all this. If you're working from an empty space, when someone hits you over the head with life, it's going to crack, right? You're going to crack a little bit. And the less that you have taken the time to fill in those spaces and to take those protective measures that self-care allows you to do, the bigger the cracks are going to be, the harder the hits are going to feel. So self-care is an absolute necessity. It allows you to take the time to make small incremental investments into you so that you can deal with everything that comes at you every single day. Everyone has it. Some people are experiencing a much heavier level of it at this point in their life than other people are. But if you leave yourself unguarded, uncared for, unfulfilled, all the things that come at you are going to hit you that much harder. I mean, we see every day we're waking up to some crazy news, or we're just having to like make it through the day with managing work and keeping our kids on task and logging on to 20, 30, 40, 50 Zooms a week, keeping our heads on straight, not losing our shit, just in like normal everyday life right now. So you have to take that time to put into yourself on a regular basis, every single day. Just take the time to just, let me take this piece for myself, right? Fill yourself up, even if it's just a teeny tiny bit every day, so that when you're being taken from and you're having to give to others, you have something there. Because when you don't, you're going into the negative. And when those things come at you, you have nothing to protect your well-being with. And they are. They will. They do every day. Every single day. So stop looking at self-care as just a luxury, as something that you may have time for. Because what will eventually happen is you will break. Because you have not taken the time to fill yourself up, to put that protective layer around your well-being, to be able to deal with the day-to-day blows that come at you. And you're going to break. You're going to break. And then you're going to wish that you had taken the time so that you didn't break at the point that you are breaking. I hope that makes sense. Just daily increments, investments of self-care will help you to be able to carry your well-being that much further, will give you the opportunity to invest in others that much more, will give you the space to be that much better of a mom, a daughter, a sister, a friend, because you have more to give, because you've been giving to yourself. So take the time, make the time. It is a necessity. It is not a luxury. It is a necessity that all of us should be investing in every single day. Doesn't have to be huge. Can be as little as taking 5 minutes to take deep breaths. Y'all know I've said this a million times, but make it a necessity, not a luxury that you think you don't deserve. Not about deserving. It's about needing. You need self-care every day. Every day. I can't say that enough. All right, mamas, take that deep breath. Use today to reset. Spend some time for you. Invest in you today in some way so you can make it through another week. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at My Life Is a Beach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.